Welcome to Dentists, Implants, and Worms, helping you navigate the world of dentistry one vodka soda at a time. As always, from day one, this episode is brought to you by Boyd's Wine and Spirits on Mount Rushmore Road in Rapid City, South Dakota. The finest selection of bourbon and wine for miles around with cold beer, a growler station, and rock bottom prices. Now, here are your co-hosts, Doctors Justin Moody and Randy Huska.
All right, welcome to another episode of Dentists, Implants, and Worms. Helping you navigate the world of dentistry one vodka soda at a time. We are live at the Talking Stick Resort for Implant Pathway Symposium number 2. And before I get to our guests, I'd like to thank our beloved sponsor, Boyd's Wine and Spirits, Mount Rushmore Road, Rapid City, South Dakota. Growler Station, incredible bourbon selection, and some of the lowest prices in all the land. So if you're in Rapid City, South Dakota, headed to Mount Rushmore, stop at Boyd's Wine and Spirits. How about that for a sponsorship?
Very like nice.
That. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nice. All right. I've been trying to get these guys on the podcast, and they seem to live these this more structured life where they actually have to be places at certain times. And yeah, I'm a little more free spirit on that. But we got Chase and Cody from Lifeguard Anesthesia here. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, appreciate you, brother.
Yeah. First off, let's tell the listeners a little bit about your business and about you and what's going on.
Yeah, so Lifeguard Anesthesia is a group of all CRNA mobile practice. We started in 2017 here in Arizona. Moved here and we saw a need for the dental anesthesia market to have another fully trained anesthesia service available to have access of care. And so we started just pulling providers out of the hospital that were, you know, used to taking care of sicker ASA3 type patients and implantology type patients that, you know, have multiple comorbidities going on, and decided to put dedicated providers in the space to increase access to care. And we started with no dental offices in 17. We're now at 90 offices, and we have a team of 5 providers. Cody moved here last year and bought half the practice and came on board as a full partner. And
cool.
It's been good.
You know, I think back when I was in Rapid City doing exclusively full arch, I don't know how I got through all those people without it,
right.
You know, because we didn't have – I mean, it was only a town of 70,000 people. We just didn't have that service.
Right.
And the patients that were ASA3s or higher, it's comorbidities, like you said, I had a buddy that was an oral surgeon, and he actually didn't place implants, and he would do the sedations for me.
Yeah.
And it was great, too, because, you know, in converting that denture, you know, I was it, too. Like, we didn't have any lab at the time when I first started doing that. So, like, you imagine, like, I gotta take teeth out, mow the bone down, put the implants in, pick up the upper one, and then like sew it up, then I gotta go convert the thing, and then I come back and then I numb the bottom, like literally all day long.
Yeah.
You know, because I was one man band. And then when I would go to over there, like certainly he was a cool dude, he's just like, yeah dude, like if you want me to, I'll like stitch that up while you do that. And I was like, oh, hell yeah, yeah, right. Like, you know, it's like you know, and when you like don't have the, we don't have to worry about the patient, and you know that they're being, when they're being taken care of by someone that does it for a living,
yeah,
like everyone should be at more ease.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So tell me, what's the process? What's the process like to, like if you're a dentist here in the Arizona Valley or the Phoenix Valley here, like what's the process of getting you guys in there?
Yeah. So here in Arizona, you need a permit to work with a non-dentist anesthesia provider. If you currently already have a permit to do oral conscious sedation or IV sedation at 1303 or 1302, then you can hire a medical provider to come in right away.
Such as you guys.
Yeah, yeah. Such as us. So we're CRNAs, nurse anesthesiologists, then you have the physician anesthesiologist. And essentially, because we can't get a permit with the board requires that permit to be put on the dentist that would be having them in.
Gotcha.
And so if they don't have a 1303 or 1302 already, then we can concierge service a 1304 permit, which is a right to hire a physician or nurse anesthesiologist to come in and practice. It can go as fast as Dr. Vorholt got it done in like 2 weeks, which was amazing. That's one of the fastest we've ever seen.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And it takes up to 4 to 6 weeks sometimes because the board gets backed up. But we walk them through the entire process. We do an advanced airway course that gets them out of having to do ACLS. And then we help them fill out the packet, the paperwork. It costs $300. It lasts 5 years. Once you're set up and you're good to go, we kind of work through the narcotics, you know, the controlled drugs that we want on site, and then we bring everything else in with us, and you're good to go.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. You know, and for, you know, from the nonprofit clinic standpoint, we want our patients to be safe. And, you know, from that 1304, you know, we ordered in a large lockbox and then the small lockbox going inside the bigger lockbox.
Yeah.
And, like, it's really not that big a deal.
Yeah.
And, and it makes it easier for you guys to come and go as you, you know, as you need to.
Right.
Yeah. So it's been, you know, I know that, you know, Barrett and Sheth use you guys, and that's a, especially for the course.
Yeah.
Like, they're full arch continuum. Like, when you're putting that many people down, right. Like, that's a, and that's a little scheduling deal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, you got to kind of, I mean, we got to give you a little bit of notice for that.
Yeah.
So how many providers do you have?
We currently have 5.
You need more?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, we're hiring right now.
What a great space. All CRNAs or?
All CRNA, yeah. And we're expanding into Oregon and Washington starting into May.
Where out in Oregon, Washington?
We're going to be in Bend, Oregon for our first start.
Really?
Yeah.
Just so happens we know a bunch of dentists in Bend.
Well, yeah.
Well, that's how we know dentists in Bend.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Tell me. Who's going?
Dr. Alex Smith.
Oh.
Yeah.
What a fucking rock star.
I know. Stud, right? And then you guys, Tom Spinster.
Yeah, you guys been out to Bend?
Not yet.
I've been through that area.
Yeah, so.
Big golf area.
Yeah, but it's like Bend, Oregon is like this incredible place. You know, my girlfriend, Dr. Odlin, who goes on stage next.
Yeah.
She practices in Vancouver, across the river from Portland. But she has a house in Sun River, which is just south of Bend. Like, it's kind of a subdivision of Bend. Summertime, like, you got the Deschutes River, like, you can float it. There's golf courses literally everywhere. Mm-hmm. And the micro beer scene in Bend, it's ridiculous.
It is.
Like, it's ridiculous. You got 10 Barrel there. You got, obviously, the Deschutes. Mm-hmm. The wintertime, though, like, it's got that same vibe. And you got Mount Bachelor there for, like, skiing. Like, it's a gem. Like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, we couldn't say no to it.
Yeah, right?
So we're flying up for a week at a time. They're condensing all their surgeries into that 1 week, and we're going to fly up, cover the 5 days, fly back, and be done.
Now, what do you guys have to do? You just get, obviously, Oregon, Washington licenses, or?
Yeah, so I hold Oregon license. Chase is in the process, but I've always had one, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
So did you come from that area, or what?
No, strange. I like
that. How do you just, like, pick, like, oh,
right.
Just go to Oregon?
So it's like, yeah, we need an Oregon license. Cody's like, all right, I already got one. And that's just, like, Cody in a nutshell. Like, he's already, like, prepared, or he's, like, a savant and everything. Like, hey, Cody, I know about wine. You know, like, I know about bourbon. Oh, I have an Oregon license. It's like, where did that come from? But he's like, no, it's a place I wanted to live.
Yeah. My mom's from there. I've always thought, like, it's a place I'd want to live and practice, so I hold a license there.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, you miss the opportunity when it comes up, and if you're like, no one wants to wait for you to license somewhere, so what if you got your dream job?
Like, and I don't know about CRNAs, but, like, in dentists, when you graduate dental school, you've got, like, this carte blanche to go get licenses in all the states.
Yeah.
Because they don't give you any shit, you know, because they're you're brand new, so they just give you a license. Like, there's no... Like, they can't quiz you about anything, or you don't have any past because, like, you just came out of school.
Right.
You know, but, like, once you've been out for a few years, then to move from state to state, you got to, like, you either got to take all those tests or go in by credentials, and then usually you have to be practicing for 5 years. Yeah. Like, it's all this crazy shit. So,
yeah.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, yeah. What a great doc you're going in with up there. Like, that'll be, they are creating something pretty special up there.
Like, I think the entire background of what they've done up there with denture artistry is going to be, you know, I think revolutionary in that area.
No, I think so too. And, we'll have to talk, with, Dr. Odland, having gone to Oregon Health Science Center and, practicing in that area. Like, she's got 4 or 5, maybe even 6 classmates that are in that Bend area.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, we'll help spread the word on that.
Love to, bro. Thank you.
You provide all levels of sedation. Yeah. Like, what if I just, like, I got somebody that's just, like, super scared for, like, one simple, like, molar. Like, what's kind of your go-to for?
I mean, we always say, Cody and I talk, the best thing we can give you is general anesthesia, right? It's the most predictable. We have different ways we can deploy general. We can do nasal intubation. We can do nasal pharyngeal airway. But we can have it on fast. We can have it off fast. And we can do that reliably and predictably every time.
More so than just through an IV?
Moderate conscious. Well, our general is Teva, total IV anesthesia.
Right.
It's actually superior to the gas. So we don't use any volatile anesthetic. There's less nausea and vomiting. It's a better predictable anesthetic, and you can control it better. But ultimately, general is going to be more predictable than moderate conscious sedation. Like, we can do moderate conscious sedation very well, but still it's kind of a crapshoot of who's going to do well with it, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So when we can give you general, we want to do that, right? But if you've got a patient that's just like, I refuse to do general, we want moderate conscious, of course we can do it.
For sure.
But if we can talk them into general, if they're healthy enough for general. So the times that we back out of general is a health issue where it needs to be moderate conscious and lighter, or it's just a patient really just fixated on this idea of I want nothing but moderate conscious.
Right. All I know is I once had a colonoscopy, and they're like, they're going to give me something, and I'm just like, I'll take propofol. You know, of course, it's kind of like when someone walks in, they say like, hey, I want Oxycontin. Like, that's like the last thing you're going to get. And they're like quizzing me. And I was like, no, like, I just like, I don't want to remember this shit.
Right.
You know, I don't want some kind of light sedation, you know, for that. Yeah. I was like,
I'd rather just wake up sore without the memory.
I know. Oh my God. You know, so I woke up from that, and I was like, I wasn't down very long. Yeah. You know, those aren't long procedures. I felt like I'd slept for 20 days. Like, I woke up and I was like, this is amazing. Mm-hmm. And then you think about, like, you know, why did Michael Jackson pay a physician to, like, give him, you know, a propofol at night? But, you know, like, because you sleep, like, it's an amazing sleep.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'd rather wake up.
Right.
You know, like, that was probably not a great, probably not a great idea in his part at some point. But,
But that 20 to 30% increase in productivity we always talk about with general anesthesia. We can give you that with general. With moderate conscious, we might be able to. I mean, I think our moderate conscious is going to be better than your average moderate conscious sedation.
I think when you talk about like that moderate conscious sedation, you know, someone giving an IV and such, like I don't want to worry about the patient.
Yep,
I just want to worry about my job.
Yep.
And I would rather be sedated by someone that does it for a living than someone that does it a couple times a month.
Yeah.
Like I think that would be terrifying to me. Personally.
Yeah.
So how do they get a hold of you guys?
They can reach out to our website, obviously, www.arizonasedationdentistry.com. Also, lifeguardanesthesia.surgery. But also, we have Sharice that they can reach out to. And then my email, chase@yourlifeguard.pro. Cody@yourlifeguard.pro. I don't have Sharice's phone number off.
Yeah, we'll gather all that. We'll put it in the show notes. And I tell you what, like, what I really think is top shelf about you guys is the reminders and the documentation and stuff that you do ahead of time to make it, let's just like drop dead. Like I've personally never worked with anything that is as easy as you guys make it. So, it sounds complex, but like you guys turn it into something that's just like crazy cool.
Yeah.
So, thank you for being a sponsor here. We couldn't do this program without sponsors like you. And, thanks for everything you do for the clinic, man.
Absolutely.
Thanks for having us, brother. We appreciate
it. All right. From the Implant Pathway Symposium, Dennis Implants and Worms, Jason Cody here at Lifeguard Anesthesia. We'll catch you on the next episode. Cheers.
Cheers. Bye.
That concludes another episode of Dentists, Implants, and Worms. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for telling a friend and throwing 5 stars at us on iTunes. Catch you on another episode. And don't forget the fireball. Cheers.